You listen to 105.9 Bishop FM with myself, Angelique. And as promised, now I'm talking to Ellie Pearson, who's the Senior Professional Engagement Officer at BREAK, and who's the charity who's organising the National Road Safety Week, which is nearly upon us. Good morning, Ellie.
Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to hear you. I'm glad. I'm always happy when the phone works well and then I'm actually speaking to the person I want to speak to. So today we're going to talk about the awareness thing, but before we talk about that, would you mind telling our listeners a bit more about BREAK itself?
Yep, so BREAK's a national road safety charity. We were founded in the UK in 1995,
mm-hmm.
So this year's actually our 20th birthday.
Wow. Okay, yeah, so that's quite, it's not a new charity, is it?
No, we've been going for a while, so we're quite well established now. And we basically have two main aims.
Okay.
One is to prevent road crashes happening in the first place through education, awareness raising, and events such as Road Safety Week, where we're getting important road safety messages out there to people.
Mm-hmm.
The other side of what we do is we support people who've been affected by road crashes.
Right.
So we actually run a helpline for anyone who's been bereaved or seriously injured, and we also provide them with literature and support as well.
Right.
That's kind of what we do in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so as you mentioned, you actually BREAK is the charity organising the National Road Safety Week, and obviously it's starting tomorrow. So yes, what's happening this week? What's going to happen? What's the new theme?
So we run Road Safety Week every year. It's actually the UK's biggest road safety event,
mm-hmm.
And we've been running it for about 18 years now.
Right.
So again, it's quite well established.
Mm-hmm.
And every year we focus on a different theme and a different road safety angle.
Mm-hmm.
So this year's theme is Drive Less, Live More.
Okay.
So that's just about helping people to think about the journeys they make and how they take them. So actually, a lot of people nowadays will take a short journey, you know, dropping the kids off at school or pop into the shop that's a 5-minute walk up the road.
Yes.
They'll make that journey in their car.
Yeah, that's true. We're getting quite lazy now, aren't we?
We are as a nation. We're very lazy. And it's just about getting people to think a little bit more about those journeys and actually, could I walk to the shop or cycle instead?
Mm-hmm.
And being aware of how they're choosing to travel and also the effect that has on other road users.
Right.
And also their personal benefits. So obviously, walking to the shop's free, driving to the shop you have to pay for your petrol, it's a chance to get outside and get some fresh air and exercise,
mm-hmm.
So it's just about thinking about those benefits.
Okay.
You can.
Okay, so this year basically it's the health side of it basically.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, obviously we are primarily a road safety charity and we focus a lot on people dying and being injured on the roads,
mm-hmm.
But this is looking more broadly at the effects of car use and, mm-hmm. and the fact that actually we are increasingly facing health problems as a nation, pollution problems,
right.
And looking at the wider health effects of driving.
Right. So how did the National Road Safety Week start? You know, how did it came to life in the first place?
So, as I say, we started about 18 years ago, mm-hmm. So this is the 18th one, and it was much smaller when we first started,
mm-hmm.
And it was just about us raising awareness of road safety more generally, because it was much less talked about issue when we first started.
Of course.
We, as well as us kind of putting messages out there and advising people on what they can do and important safety information, the other side of it is actually it's an event that anyone can get involved in. So I think last year we had more than 10,000 people and community groups and companies across the country get involved and run activities.
This is quite impressive, isn't it?
It's really good, and it's designed so that anyone can get involved, and we have people who do really big things for us, you know, jump out of a plane to raise money, and we have people who just support us on Twitter or, you know, run a poster display in their place of work or something like that. So there's lots of different ways people can get involved and just lend their support to the week.
Mm-hmm. And I guess it doesn't matter how big the event you're organising or how much you're getting involved, it's all about, you know, sharing the awareness, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter what people do, it's just getting involved. I mean, we've got our Twitter hashtags our Road Safety Week and Drive Less with More, actually we were expecting to see a lot of people just getting involved, using those hashtags, spreading the word, getting the conversation going.
Right.
And that's what it's all about, really.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So exactly where can listeners wishing to take part or to have more info on the event go to?
So the best place to go to is our website, which is just for Road Safety Week, is www.roadsafetyweek.org.uk.
Mm-hmm.
On there they can find out a lot more about the week, the theme, what we're asking people to do. They can download free resources to get involved in the week. It's not too late to sign up to take part.
Mm-hmm.
They can also follow us on Twitter as Break Charity, and again that's just a good way to find out more about what's happening.
Okay, is there a way for them to know on the local side where they can get information on what's happening?
They can contact us at the Break office tomorrow.
Okay.
Just by emailing admin@break.org.uk, and we'll be able to tell them what's going on in their area.
Okay, well that's great. Thank you so much for speaking to us, Ellie, and
yeah.